Deep Relaxation Exercises. This is an EcoHealth information module written by Z. Charnot, May the 26th, 2001. Heading, Reducing Tensions. One of the uses of deep relaxation is to diminish or to eliminate excess tensions, stresses, or numbness in the body and in the mind. These tensions, these stresses or numbnesses, are derived from experiences that have intensities beyond the processing rate of the body and or of the mind. These intense experiences produce shock or trauma and residual tensions, stresses, or numbness. We accrue or we accumulate tensions, stresses, or numbness as a means of delaying the metabolic processing of the body or the mental processing required. Tensions, stresses, or numbnesses are sometimes in the form of obstructions to circulation, to communication, to flow, or to distribution. Sometimes these tensions, stresses, or numbnesses are in the form of discontinuities or disruptions. Heading, the pursuit of processing patterns. Our subconscious seeks related understanding and related values that will allow us to process the tension that we accrue or that we accumulate. This is the basis of compulsive and or obsessive behavior. Compulsive or obsessive behavior comes from the subconscious holding of shock, trauma, and related tension, stresses, or numbnesses. We are prompted to seek information or experiences which will allow processing to release the obstructions and or discontinuities. Our ordinary consciousness, in its ordinary state, may be totally unaware of some of why we do what we do. Heading, Consciousness, Attention, and Awareness. At any moment, at this moment, as you read or as you hear these words, you have a kind of arena of consciousness, a field of attention, and a context of awareness. At the edge of the arena of consciousness is an horizon of consciousness. There are connections, associative links to references to memories, to knowledge, and to understanding and or to values which lie beyond the horizon of consciousness in the realm of the subconscious. Attention could be regarded as the rings in a circus arena with spotlights focused upon the relating processes of the consciousness. The background illumination is the field of awareness. Attention is developed and or selected awareness brought into the spotlight. As our subconscious prompts us, arouses us, urges us to explore, to experiment, to search, we discover, we disclose, we find relationships, connections, links, patterns, or matrices. And I have lost my page. That permit us to revise our understanding of unprocessed experience, allows us to process and to diminish or to eliminate stored tensions. This requires free association. Each standing tension is the storage means of some unprocessed or incompletely processed experience. Sometimes the tension can be diminished or can be eliminated by only directing attention to the stress, the immobility or the impaired mobility, the numbed or somewhat isolated tissues or cells. However, sometimes massage, soothing massage, vibrating massage, is helpful if not necessary. Massage by itself may provide relief or release of tension, stress, numbness or immobilities. But without free association, and without ongoing exploration, experimentation and searches, the tension, the stress, the numbness, or the immobility is simply re-established. So we need to eliminate or to diminish each and every distraction, disturbance, discomfort, or distress over which we have easily accessed control. This will occur in steps or stages. Direct your attention to the most demanding distraction, disturbance, discomfort, or distress first. Our attention is often highly committed to our eyes, to seeing, to visual input. We can close our eyes and find that we think about where we are from the back of our eyes. We need to mobilize this sense of presence in the back of our eyes. Close your eyes. Where do you feel that you are located in the space you are inhabiting? You can use your breathing as a track or a direction along which to mobilize your presence, your attention, the center of your consciousness. Establish a steady, even, rhythmic breathing pattern. Allow each and every breath to strengthen the pattern. Don't force the pattern, just speed up or slow down and progressively deepen your breathing so as to supply the oxygen you need from the atmosphere and to eliminate the gases and vapors you expel via your lungs, one of the four organs of elimination. You want to enforce the rhythm when you have adjusted and refined it. You want to keep, to retain, to disallow interruption of the pace, the rate, the counting rhythm of your breathing. Visualize a just right pace or rate. Picture an ideal depth of breathing. This ideal changes with the progression of states, which are achievable using breath-following techniques. Memory is state-specific. That means that you must return to the state you were in when you incurred an unprocessable or incompletely processable experience. Some of those states involve kinds and degrees of mind-awake, body-asleep states. Some of those states can be regarded as kinds of trance. The use of various trance states not only provide access to state-specific memory, but to very freely associate, to gain access to the associations of the subconscious. This may involve retrieving deeply suppressed memories. This very free associating can involve hypnosis. In each case, however, we may direct our thoughts, our attention, to the distraction, the disturbance, the discomfort, or distress, or we may massage or vibrate with kinds and degrees of free or very free association. This constitutes not only a healing process, but a progression, an adaptation, a building up and a breaking down in terms of an expanding range of functions. We grow, we develop, we advance. Our breath per word, at the peak of the in-breath, at the deepest point of the intake, right where you change from in to out in your breathing, hesitate. In your mind, directing your attention, go to the point in your body where you have the greatest distraction, the most intense disturbance, the most perturbing discomfort, and or the most vexing distress, and say six words in sequence. Touch, first breath. Soothe, second breath. Heal, third breath. Relax, fourth breath. Release, fifth breath. Retrieve, sixth breath. You will find tensions dissolving, stresses diminishing.